After the electricity crisis, some lawmakers in California began to look to renewable energy as a way to ease the situation. Legislation signed last week by Governor Gray Davis will require California's utilities to produce one-fifth of their electricity from non-polluting sources such as wind, solar, or geothermal power. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
California, land of the solar-heated hot tub, has been a haven for alternative energy entrepreneurs for several decades. But Matt Friedman, an attorney with the Pro-Consumer Utility Reform Network, says the scope of this legislation is unprecedented.
It happens to be the most aggressive plan of its type in the country. In fact, our preliminary estimates show that the standard in California will produce more new renewable power than all the other standards in the United States combined.
Under its new mandate, California will roughly double the amount of energy produced from renewable sources, from 10% to 20%, over the next decade. The legislation should create a huge new market for renewable power. And according to Nancy Rader with the California Wind Energy Association, that guaranteed demand will give the industry a badly needed boost.
If you drive out to the Altamont Pass or to the other Wind Pass areas, you'll see some very old equipment. We need to revitalize that equipment, rip it out basically, and put in brand new equipment. And that's what this legislation will allow us to do.
For decades, environmentalists have pushed development of technologies that harness wind, the rays of the sun, and even landfill gases to cut the nation's costly dependence on fossil fuels. But Rader says small producers of alternative energy were often shut out of the lucrative contracts awarded by the state's big utilities.
Even though wind and other renewable energy sources are competitive, we believe, they require long-term contracts in order to obtain financing. And we just haven't been able to obtain those contracts for the last 10 or 15 years, so nothing has been built.
With a guaranteed revenue stream, Rader says the California landscape soon could be dotted with modern 30-story wind turbines. But not all small energy producers are happy with the legislation. Jan Smutney-Jones is the executive director of the Independent Energy Producers Association, an industry group that opposed the bill. He says the goals are worthy, but the program is marred by excessive red tape.
Our concern is that this bill sets out a process that's just not commercially feasible.
In order to qualify for critical subsidy funds, small generators will be required to pay so-called prevailing wages on their construction projects. Smutney-Jones objects to that provision and to a funding process he says is too bureaucratic.
It requires a very high level of cooperation between the California Public Utilities Commission and the California Energy Commission, which historically have never gotten along.
Consumer advocate Matt Friedman says those complaints mask the small producers' more self-serving agenda.
They don't like the fact that this bill coordinates the award of subsidy funds to make sure that renewable generators get only what they need and not what they would wish for.
It's not all that environmentalists wished for either. Deadlines were pushed back, and municipal utilities, such as those in Los Angeles and Sacramento, were exempted entirely. Nonetheless, the legislation puts California at the forefront of the movement for renewable power. Given the state's recent history with price spikes and shortages, popular support for alternative energy is at an all-time high. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.